Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Mr. Platter's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Somebody else who's from the Wayback Machine, our good friend Rich Galen. He's publisher of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cybercom I encourage you to check out and subscribe to. If you're a Republican and you want to know what he says, if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, where are you on television these days? Have you still on...
I do MSNBC on weekends and CNN during the week.
All right. Many of you have seen his handsome face there over the years. Rich, as we wrap up the show... this segment, talk to us about what it's looking like from a political standpoint, from the balance of power. We know that the sentiment has been leaning toward the Republicans. The Democrats, President Obama's not polling well. The Democrats are having a hard time right now. But I wonder if some of the recent Supreme Court rulings, which have been resulted in some conservative rulings, has given the Democrats new ammunition, especially in the area of the war on women. What do you think?
Well, you might be right. It's the horrible, and really it should be embarrassing, mischaracterization of especially the Hobby Lobby decision.
Oh, yeah.
All these decisions have been very narrowly drawn. I mean, Chief Justice Roberts has been very careful not to create a new kind of path. In the Hobby Lobby decision, he didn't say that it was that closely held corporations didn't have to provide contraception. What they did say was that they didn't have to provide for pills and procedures that are the equivalent of abortion. Now you can agree or disagree, but that's what they still have to provide contraception under their health plan.
Which apparently they always have. But then you got people like Hillary Clinton saying in a televised interview that you know, in this something to the effect of, in this Hobby Lobby case where women won't be able to get contraception. I mean, she actually used the word contraception.
Because she didn't read it. I mean, you know,
well,
she's a lawyer.
I don't think it had anything to do with whether she read it or not. That doesn't fit their narrative.
I don't want to accuse her of lying.
She's not stupid.
I'm willing to give her ignorance in this case. But your point, I don't think what you're getting at is likely to happen. I think it's more likely, actually, that the president's messing around with immigration laws independently and messing around with the border, which is to say ignoring it, that is much more likely to inflame conservatives. And even, again, moderates like me, that's much more likely to get them out to vote than
your vote was ever a toss-up or anything. But
yeah, that's
so,
right. That's...
So what do you think is going to happen? You wrote about this week. Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Well, I think that...
I read your stuff, Rich. Go ahead.
Bless you. There's no question that Republicans will hold on to the House and probably increase their numbers by... you know, a handful, 5, 6, 8 seats, because there's so few seats in play. In the Senate, it looks more and more like Republicans will take control of the Senate through a variety of reasons. One, as we've talked about before, the president is just not very popular, number one. Number two, things aren't going all that well. There's confusing economic data.
But they need six seats in the Senate. That's a lot.
The Democrats... Well,
that's a 12% pickup,
and that's right, because it's a zero game. And the Democrats only have to keep their losses to 5 because Joe Biden will break a tie as the sitting vice president. But in all of the places where we think that there are chances for Republican victories, they're almost all Democrat held seats now. There's very few that are Republican seats that might flip. Number one. Number two is they are almost all in states that Romney won. So there's no great groundswell.
How would you handicap it right now?
I would say that Republicans will probably pick up 7.
Wow.
And if they only pick up 5, they've got two opportunities to convince sitting Democrats to switch sides. Manchin of West Virginia,
right,
and I can't think of his name, the guy from Maine.
Yeah, yeah. So you brought up Romney quickly. As wrong as President Obama has been about world affairs and some of his policies, some of the quotes that Romney made a couple of years ago are coming true. Is he? What do you think the chances are he'll run for president in 16?
Zero.
I think you're right, but some people are bringing up that question. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Please be sure to check out that website. We'll have Rich back another day, God willing. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.